WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Shortly after 1 this morning, Bryan police responded to an armed robbery at the Sunoco gas station on South College Avenue. According to the report, multiple suspects entered the store, one showed a gun, and they fled with an undisclosed amount of money. Roughly 40 minutes later, an officer contacted a potential suspect in the area of Duncan and South College. The suspect shot the officer in his ballistic vest and fled. The officer was transported to a nearby medical facility, treated and released with minor injuries. BPD is asking residents to stay out of the area, and the incident is still under investigation. The new leaders of the local Salvation Army are wrapping up their first Red Kettle campaign in the Twin Cities.
It's a pleasure to serve here. It has just been remarkable to see this place in action. We from the Salvation Army say thank you.
Captain Paul Ryerson thanked the bell ringers who braved the freezing temperatures earlier this week.
We still have people out there ringing the bell without missing a beat. A lot of them, you know, especially on Monday, they came in saying, well, you know, Captain, I can't feel my face today, but we were happy to go out.
Bell ringers are still needed today, tomorrow, and Saturday. To volunteer, call 979-361-0618. Supporters of creating a new community college in Brazos County are still collecting petition signatures to present to state and local officials. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney, who is a member of the Research Valley Partnership's Talent Initiative Committee, says at last count they are at 8,000 of the minimum of about 11,000.
I think it's a wait and see attitude right now, and we're going to be ready if we need to take additional steps.
Mooney says the RVP committee will be monitoring last week's agreement between Blinn College and the Texas A&M system to provide workforce training at the Rellis campus.
And I'm certain the chancellor is a smart man. He's probably got some guidelines and deadlines in mind as well, because this agreement only goes to 2018, and the MOU also said that either side can pull out at any time without any penalty.
Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs also notes the system's relationship also includes Blinn providing freshman and sophomore classes for A&M's College of Engineering. During this month's Bryan City Council meeting, approval was given to a request from BTU to purchase land to build a new electric substation on Leonard Road. Before that, a property owner who lives along Turkey Creek, downstream from BTU construction, handed the mayor a bill for damages they say was caused by their construction crews. Nora Rabe says that's in addition to damage generated by the runoff from at least 650 structures located upstream from her property.
Their debris comes floating right down. It takes out my electric fences, which has caused me to have animals get out, which has caused me a $435 municipal court fine.
The council purchased nearly 10 acres of land for the new substation at a cost of $262,000. No construction timetable was given. And a Bryan man is accused of stealing more than $400 from three students who were playing basketball at the Texas A&M Rec Center. According to the arrest report from University Police, 18-year-old Reese Gaston was shown on surveillance video. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 48 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news, it's brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. We'll take another look at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595. $35.95 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Brian Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Brian Broadcasting and Pet Supplies Plus, What's the Buzz, and the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes all remind you to go local.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust. Local bank. Local bankers.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A partly sunny day developing across the region. Temperatures will be up to 60 to 65 this afternoon. We'll have lots of cloudiness heading our way tonight. It'll end up between 45 and 50. Scattered showers are possible tomorrow. We remain mild, highs 60 to 65. Periods of rain tomorrow night, those will be right around 60 degrees. A look ahead to Saturday has more rain. It turns even warmer, highs on Saturday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to hear a little bit from Kevin Sumlin, a press conference earlier this week, talking some about the bowl game, also talking about where he thinks the state of the program is. Hear a little bit from him coming up. Also, Aggie men's and women's hoops in action yesterday, both pulled out big-time wins. Hear a little bit from Coach Kennedy following the guys' victory last night at home. Also, just some other things going on. Football. Got lots of football. Got the old college football bowl games and great. NBA basketball with the Rockets and the Rockets and the Mavericks.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Because Chelsea wanted to hear this. Oh, maybe you didn't.
And,
Mariah.
It's Mariah. It is.
The number one Christmas song ever.
I'm sorry, it is.
I like it. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I just don't really like her.
Yeah, I understand.
You don't like Mariah? What do you got against Mariah?
She's a diva.
Yeah.
Christmas is you.
All right, there you go.
We'll play she can hit a note.
She can. We'll play a lot of Christmas music tomorrow. So right off the top of your head, do you guys have a favorite Christmas song and artist? So think about that, because we'll get to play those tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah, can do that. So a survey by Tango Magazine says 53% of unmarried couples say it's okay to share a bedroom while they're visiting their parents for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. They didn't ask the parents.
Yeah.
See?
That's
probably the people you ought to ask when it comes to a question like that. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Only 30% of the unmarried couples responding don't bunk together in their parents' house. During the holidays, 40% of women in romantic relationships contact at least one ex-boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah. It's Christmas.
Feeling a little lonely.
Not nostalgic.
Yeah. Well,
I've seen a movie or two about that.
I was going to say, Hallmark Channel does like a sub-network of those,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It's like every other one that's on.
Anyway, and while 28% of the men contact an ex-girlfriend, 13% of people in romantic relationships contact an ex's family member during the holidays, and 21% of the couples fight about whose side they're going to visit during the holidays. Oh, yeah.
That's you got to plan that stuff out first.
Well, you do. And that's and you think about that before you get married. I mean, you got to say, okay, here's the deal. We're going to alternate. One year we're going to go to Virginia. The next year we're going to go to, Idaho or whatever. So Okay, we're here to help you out. Normally, we don't do lists of 10, but this is big enough. We probably need to do all of them.
Okay. Wow.
15 things.
All right.
15 things to avoid on Facebook during the holiday season.
Okay.
Number one. I'd rather shoot number 15. Anything about Frozen.
I watched that for the first time the other day.
Did you? What'd you think?
I thought it was good.
All right, here, go
that
ahead.
That sounds
go
so
ahead.
Sure.
I just wish people didn't just randomly break out into song, but I mean, you know, I'd
let it go.
Yeah. Like that. Well, I said, you know, a long time ago when the other guys on the show, I said, we need to put together a book that has the last word of dialogue in all the Elvis movies before he breaks into a song. I mean, what is it that causes people to do that?
Yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? Exactly.
You're going along, you're telling a story, then boom, somebody jumps out and starts singing. That. But here's the deal, and Zach, this is the way that we felt. You know, it had been out forever, and
right.
So we decided, okay, we'll watch it. So, you know, it was on demand, and so we watched it.
Together? Like
yes,
all?
We did.
Really?
Yeah. And then we ended it and went, well, okay, that was all right.
Yeah.
And
it was kind of sad.
Yeah, well, I asked Kevin about it, and I said, what's the deal with Frozen? I mean, what is the deal with Frozen?
Mm-hmm.
And he said the songs are so much better than a whole bunch of the Disney movies.
Yeah.
And I can see that. They were very sing-along-ish.
They are.
So you very catchy.
Yeah.
You know, the girls are pretty and they're princesses. And
well, it's a terrible storyline just all the way
right.
around.
Right.
There's so many flaws.
I know. And like the guy who she falls in love with who's trying to trick her. Like, it's kind
well,
of awful.
And then
awful.
The trailer showed the snowman messing around with a moose or something on the ice, if you ever saw the trailer.
Yeah.
Well, that scene is not in the movie.
Well, that happens a lot, though, Scott.
Well, I know in comedies they take all the good stuff and they...
Yeah, that's
and by the way,
worst.
The snowman has a name.
Olaf.
It's Olaf,
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that.
He's really like the second best character.
Yeah, he is a biggie, that's true. But anyhow,
yeah.
So that's number 15.
Okay.
Is nothing
we
frozen.
Better not take this long on each point.
Really, no, we won't. That's it. Number 14, weather updates. Number 13, complaining about presents. Number 12, Christmas e-cards. 11, complaining about retail. I guess just the shopping stuff. Mistletoe pictures, Christmas lists, Spotify updates, constant family pictures. That might just be any time, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go. Here's your constant family pictures. Then humble bragging.
Humble brag.
Okay.
I love a good humble brag.
Which is a thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anytime, really. Number 5 is lots of Christmas pictures, because everybody's got them. I mean, what is it that makes that picture so special that you need to put it on Facebook? Just saying. I know. Number 4 is sexy Santa. Number 3 is saying Santa isn't real. Number 2 is self-righteous, arrogant posts.
Okay.
How about any time
all
that?
The time, yeah.
Okay. And number 1, religious arguments, which again, same thing. So the top 2... Probably ought not do that. Anyway.
How about any cryptic messages you put on there? You know, just ones that you like, oh, so people are so fake all the time, but you don't actually say who you're talking about. You just want people to ask you, is everything okay?
Subpost is what they call that.
Is that what that is?
Yep.
A subpost.
Or like a subtweet.
Okay.
Yeah, usually it's like, you know, oh, I hate, what Zach just said, like, oh, I hate when people are so fake. And then whoever just hung out with you is like, what the heck?
Okay.
Like subconsciously.
Think about that. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Those are real quick.
Microaggressive things, yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, very.
Yeah,
well, we just got an update from Bryan Police, and there really is no update besides the fact that the incident is still under investigation from the armed robbery this morning, and they're really just urging people to stay out of the area. I know that people are starting to get to work and get on the roads.
That's right, like at South College in Carson.
Basically,
idea.
College in Carson, anywhere in that area, just really try to avoid at all costs if possible.
Because the individual is still at large?
Is that basically
what we know?
And yeah, and there were multiple suspects in the actual robbery, so there could be more than one, but definitely the gunman who shot the police officer this morning is still at large.
We'll do that, okay. Kanye West has canceled the second European leg of his tour. Just saying.
No.
Oh, wait, you already knew?
Still needs more time.
You already knew?
No, I didn't.
Okay, anyway. TMZ says the rapper is still having health problems. So
he had enough time to go see P.E. Trump.
Yeah, that's true.
But
he didn't get Trump sick.
A little less rigorous.
And that's what they're saying. While he was well enough to travel to New York City to chat with P.E. Trump, not in ship shape enough point to be able to actually perform. So We'll see. We apparently have a good version of Wonderful Christmas Time. Compliments to Jimmy Fallon. We'll see if we can find that for you later. Morgan Freeman, you know his voice.
Yes.
Morgan Freeman.
He was the voice of God. In,
yeah.
That wasn't a bad Morgan Freeman right there, Zach.
And they climbed through miles and miles of sludge.
Anyhow, he reportedly is going to be the voice of a Siri-like assistant called Jarvis that's being created by Facebook.
Hmm.
BBC reports that Mark Zuckerberg's assistant is named Jarvis after the butler in Iron Man, and he uses the virtual helper around his house. Robert Downey Jr., who plays Iron Man, had offered to voice the butler. So did Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they decided...
How would Arnold Schwarzenegger work?
I don't know. That's just...
When you're thinking of great voiceover guys, Arnold Schwarzenegger is not one that comes to... Get to the chopper!
I mean, we know who he is, okay, and right, that's fine, yeah. And so that's all right, but the deal is he pronounces some words funny.
Yeah.
So there's probably not
he ain't
any
from
reason...
around here.
That's right. Exactly right. So there's not any need to do that. Next half hour, three little-known airline rules they don't want you to know about that could save you at the airport. In the meantime, at the request of the National Fraternal Order of Police, Walmart has removed a Black Lives Matter T-shirt from its online store. Walmart's online store continues to sell other Black Matters merchandise, but the shirt in question reads, Bulletproof, Black Lives Matter.
Oh.
Yeah, huh?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, that one, anyway, they were... I can't imagine why they posted that in the first place.
Yeah.
But they did, and so the Fraternal Order of Police had asked if they would please take that down. It's a little bit offensive, adding that commercializing our differences will not help our local police or the communities to build together the kind of trust and respect that they need. In response, Walmart issued the following statement, quote, like other online retailers, we have a marketplace with millions of items offered by third parties that include Blue Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, and All Lives Matter merchandise. So what they're saying is, third-party provider, they didn't know it was happening.
Yeah, they didn't know that they were going to be selling something.
Sure, exactly. I'm
pretty sure you have to give the okay in order to sell it.
My other thought is that they should have policed themselves there and just taken care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Murray is opening another Caddyshack bar.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Very cool.
This is fun, isn't it? It's called, I guess it's in Rosemont, which is a Chicago suburb out near the airport. Anyhow, it'll be inside the Crown Plaza Hotel. What else did you guys find out about it?
It's him and the bros, I think. He's got about six brothers.
Okay, he does.
Well, you know, his brother, for Christmas family vacation, the boss, that is Bill Murray's brother.
The boss?
The boss in Christmas family vacation.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yes.
That is one of Bill Murray's.
Close.
Bill Murray's brothers. And he also wrote Caddyshack, I believe. He was a writer on Caddyshack.
Well, anyway, that's an interesting dude. He really is. All right, next half hour, we're going to tell you about Rambo the Alligator. Do you know about that?
Do not.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested, though.
Well, and he dresses up like Santa Claus.
Oh.
Yeah, which is fun. And they had more thunder snow in Hawaii.
Wow.
Really?
A second round of this. We talked about it yesterday.
Thunder snow.
The weekend, and they had a second
sounds like the name of,
passing.
Like, a superhero or
now,
something.
Zach, what,
AC/DC song.
You had a friend who's over there still? Is that right?
Yeah, but he's on his honeymoon. Yeah. I don't want to be, hey, man.
No.
Hey, man,
no,
when did you see the thunder snow?
When he gets back,
he's been sending plenty of snaps.
Okay, but no thunder snow.
Yeah.
All right. And also, and I'm thinking that we probably already know the answer to this, the most annoying word for 2016 has come out. We'll be talking about
Specialties
that.
Photography, your locally owned portrait studio and digital print lab, is moving. Visit them in their new studio on Coppercrest Drive off University Drive just before the Physician Center. From family portraits to digital printing of your own personal images, Specialties Photography is your one-stop studio for everything photographic. For more details, click on specialphoto.com or call 696-9898. That's Specialties Photography, 979-696-9898. Remember to find Specialties Photography in their new location off University Drive at 3644 Coppercrest Drive.
This holiday season is a blur of activity, and it can be easy to lose sight of what matters most. Coming together with family and friends and being thankful for the joys we have. Painting with a Twist wishes you and yours all the love and joy this holiday season. Cheers to making memories that last with those we love. Painting with a Twist in the Kohl's Shopping Center. It's a little bit of paint, a little bit of wine, and a whole lot of fun. Sign up now at paintingwithatwist.com. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Painting with a Twist.
Intercon, local company, been here for a long time, helping you out when you need to have more energy efficiency in your home. Do that a couple of ways, basically with the windows. Whether they're energy efficient or not makes a big difference in your utility bill. And they can help you out, first of all, by coming out and just assessing the situation. Sometimes it's just repairing windows that you have. Sometimes you need to replace them. You may know where those windows are and you may not, but let the experts at Intercon go ahead and give you that assessment. And then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure with Intercon, and I mention that because there are people in that business who do like to use high-pressure tactics. That's not the way they ever do things at Intercon. So Oscar and Brad Beard and the entire staff at Intercon wish you happy holidays, and if they can help you out as far as efficiency in your windows is concerned in 2017, they'll be glad to do that. You just need to give them a call, 823-3639, 823-3639. That's Intercon. All right, here we go. Weather, it's very un-Christmas-like, as you can probably tell, but that's okay. We're going to get to see the sun maybe for the entire day. It's been a while since we've gotten that. 64 will be our high temperature today with north winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour, about 47 for low temperature tonight. Tomorrow, 67 is what they're telling us. Chance of rain increases to 40% on Friday night and Saturday. Saturday, it's 75 for a high on Christmas Day. Looking at 78 degrees with a 30% chance of rain. That chance of rain increases on Christmas night to 50%, and on Monday, 50%, but we'll still be in the 70s. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 80% relative humidity, fair skies. We got 48.
The real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, a bunch of American cities and counties are beefing up their legal services. The mission? To fight President Trump's policies on illegal immigration, which are expected to include a lot more deportations. The AP is reporting that Chicago's approved a $1.3 million legal fund to help illegals avoid deportation. Los Angeles putting together $10 million, some of that money from private donors. Democrats in the California state legislature plan to spend tens of millions on lawyers and other help for illegal aliens. Now, here's how Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel explained the decision to spend your taxpayer money to help non-citizens fight the law. He said, we need to be able to stand by people who are fearful. Mr. Mayor, there are a lot of fearful people in Chicago, including tax-paying citizens who live in fear of drive-by shootings and gangs taking over their neighborhoods. I mean, just recently, Chicago's teachers were fearful when the city told them there was no money for salary increases and you're spending it on illegals. And there's fear in Los Angeles and San Francisco, where homelessness is at a crisis stage. Thousands live in cars or on the streets. Democrats who run these cities constantly moan about their strapped budgets. Yet on behalf of people here illegally, they come up with millions of dollars to fight Donald Trump while they ignore the needs of legal citizens. Deplorable. And you people that live with liberal leaders, this is what you get.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hi, I'm Larry Wysoon, life member of the Dallas Safari Club. Please join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center for DSC's annual Greatest Hunter Convention on the Planet, where you'll see over 1,800 exhibits of the finest guides, outfitters, wildlife artists, gun makers, and purveyor of quality gear and merchandise for the serious outdoorsman. There will be exciting seminars by the best in the business and evening banquets with fantastic auctions. Join us January 5th through 8th at the Dallas Convention Center. Go to biggame.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/connect. That's ZipRecruiter.com/connect.
Jason Byinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online, AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan police officer was shot this morning just before 2 a.m. after making contact with a potential armed robbery suspect in the area of Duncan and South College. The shot hit the officer's ballistic vest, and he was treated at a local medical facility and released with minor injuries. According to the report, 40 minutes before the shooting, multiple suspects entered the Sunoco gas station on South College, and one had a gun. No one was injured, and the suspects fled with an undisclosed amount of money. Police are asking residents to stay out of the area of South College, Carson, Eccles, and Beeson. Anyone with information is asking to contact BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. The Research Valley Partnership's Talent Initiative Committee continues to collect petition signatures from supporters of creating a new community college in Brazos County.
Not as aggressively. The last count I heard, there's about 8,000 signatures that have been there.
Comments from committee member and College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs as the RVP needs around 11,000 signatures to present to local and state officials.
Are you still going to go to the coordinating board? Again, I'm asking you as one member of the committee, but...
Yeah. Again, I think this is all going to be a wait and see. We want to give Blinn every opportunity to make good on this MOU. And if Blinn's able to do that, that will cause us to somewhat regroup, rethink, and determine what's in our best interest.
Mooney says the committee is also concerned about Blinn's tuition and fee rates for Brazos County students.
The approximately 900 students from Brazos County who attend Blinn College are paying out-of-district fees. Where's that money going? All right. And we want to make sure that those additional funds are going at least in a significant part to the folks here in Brazos County.
Mooney says the agreement announced last week for Blinn to provide workforce training at the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus is in addition to Blinn providing classes for freshmen and sophomore students in A&M's College of Engineering. The Bryan City Council's approval of BTU purchasing land on Leonard Road to build a new electric substation at this month's meeting was preceded by complaints from neighboring landowners. Nora Rabe presented a bill to Mayor Andrew Nelson for damages she says were caused by BTU and its contractors.
And I expect it to be paid. Your Honor, I'd like for you, Mayor, to sign this for me, please.
Rabe says BTU and its contractors have been putting debris into Turkey Creek upstream from her land.
They dropped debris right straight down into the creek. They don't come back and clean it up, which causes dams, which takes out my fences, which takes out my low water crossings. And I'm tired of it.
Rabe says that's in addition to damage generated from the runoff of 650 structures upstream from her property. No timetable was given for building the new substation on almost 10 acres of land purchased by the council. College Station fire investigators are still looking into the cause of Sunday's fire at Tigerland Car Wash. The fire was contained to that business and no one was injured. A Southeast Texas man is in Brazos County Jail following his arrest for credit card abuse and driving with an invalid license. The arrest report from College Station Police indicated an officer pulling over 20-year-old Devin Jones of the Port Arthur area for an undisclosed traffic stop. The officer smelled marijuana, which led to a search of the vehicle and finding 99 prepaid American Express debit gift cards. 76 of the cards were determined to have account information from other entities. Jones said he had no idea where the cards would have been reprogrammed with fraudulent information. There are still opportunities to volunteer as a Salvation Army bell ringer in the Twin Cities. Captain Paul Ryerson says Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott's jump into the red kettle last Sunday night has generated a lot of local buzz, along with an envelope containing $21, which is Elliott's jersey number.
The morale boost has definitely been there. Our bell ringers are having a good time. In fact, my bell ringers, even as soon as recent as yesterday, were saying, a lot of the conversation taking place around the kettles are about that game and about what took place with them jumping into big kettle. And then people would throw, you know, they would donate inside our red kettle, and they say, yeah, we're doing that for Ezekiel there. And And so it has been fun.
Ryerson says going into the last week of the campaign, they were $30,000 behind where they were last year, which is also this year's goal. In a lawsuit filed after Governor Abbott ordered a non-religious nativity scene removed from the Capitol grounds last year remains active. That's after a federal judge in Austin denied the state's request to dismiss the case. Texas Values President Jonathan Sines says the scene has the Bill of Rights in the manger and the founding fathers portraying Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds.
The display collectively is very clear, has been about being disrespectful to a nativity scene that was on the Capitol grounds before and has been there at other times, and is a way to take attention from that.
Annie Laurie Gaylor with the Freedom from Religion Foundation hopes Texas is forced to follow court rulings in other states to allow all displays or none.
That has happened most recently in the state of Florida, where we had a display and then it was joined by Festivus poles and other displays, and that rotunda in Tallahassee got very cluttered and they just decided, nope, that's enough.
The governor criticized the parody as an exhibit designed to belittle and offend. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 48 degrees. Be part of the show. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour. You can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Whether you're enjoying a wonderful Christmas in the country or a cheery holiday amidst the hustle and bustle of the city, everyone at RE/MAX BCS wishes you and your family the very best of this fantastic holiday season. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Happy holidays from RE/MAX BCS, 3030 University Drive East in College Station.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox home comfort system. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C. Now through December 31st, get 15% off any furnace. Get your free estimate today.
Hey, good morning. 8:39, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the Infomaniacs. Here's some weather for you. And it's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
A partly sunny day developing across the region. Temperatures will be up to 60 to 65 this afternoon. We'll have lots of cloudiness heading our way tonight. It'll end up between 45 and 50. Scattered showers are possible tomorrow. We remain mild, highs 60 to 65. Periods of rain tomorrow night. Lows will be right around 60 degrees. A look ahead to Saturday has more rain. It turns even warmer, highs on Saturday between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in a couple minutes in sports, talking Aggie men's and women's hoops yesterday. Both of them got big wins. The women on the road. Meanwhile, the men were at home. We'll talk about that. Also hear a little bit from Coach Kevin Sumlin, kind of putting some resumes out there maybe for recruits and for fans, talking about how good his program is and how everybody else just doesn't match up. And we'll also hear a little bit.
I can name a few.
Yeah. And we'll also talk a little bit about NBA from last night, all that more coming up in sports.
Depends on the color of the glasses you're looking through.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Different.
Well, you know, if you're Summy, you got to do what you can to try and spin this thing into a positive positive way.
So. Different metrics. Okay, so anyhow, if you want to ring the bell at the Salvation Army, you can give them a call, 361-0618, 361-0618. They can always use more people, and here's the deal. The weather's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, don't have any of that freezing weather
stuff. It's
going
to be nice the next
few
days.
It is. Yeah. It's going to be good. Catch those shoppers out there. Ring the bell. Have a good time for a good cause. And if you've been shopping online a lot, and you probably have, you've got a lot of cardboard boxes sitting around your house that you don't need.
Yep.
You can break them down and recycle them, or you can fill them up with stuff around the house that you don't need and make somebody else recycle them for you. This is a service called the Give Back Box from Goodwill. The idea is simple. You take a cardboard box, fill it up with clothing or household items or anything that you would normally donate to your favorite thrift store.
Oh.
Just don't do electronics, okay?
Okay.
Then you print out a USPS mailing label from their site, and you can arrange for your mail carrier to pick the box up during regular delivery. Your box will be routed to the nearest Goodwill store that is participating in the program. And if you're willing to register for a give back account, then they'll be glad to send you a tax receipt for your donation as well.
Very cool.
It is called Give Back Box, and that's a deal that they're doing with Goodwill and the U.S. Postal Service.
Neat.
So
just
one more way that you can give if you want to. Later on this morning, Instagram's top stars and stories, because after all,
we care.
Oh, we have to know about that. Okay. By the way, fashion note, chokers are out. Pendant necklaces are in.
Oh.
See, and I've been seeing more chokers than I have.
Well, you have to remember, we live in Bryan College Station.
True. True.
Trends get here a little later.
That's why we're trying to let you know if you want to ring in.
Trying to give you a step up.
Yep. That's right. Ring in 2017 and being more fashion forward. Then the folks at Rack.com say that pendant necklaces couldn't be more different from chokers or any easier to wear. The style works day or night, looks good over a sweater, which sometimes you get to wear in Texas at the office. And also if you want to do evening wear necklines, see, you could do a choker for that. So it works either way. Speaking of stuff around your neck, did you hear about the Wisconsin police officer who pulled over a student for speeding? Martin Wojcik from the Menominee Police Department stopped the University of Wisconsin student for driving too fast. Student explained he was late for an important school presentation and couldn't find anybody to help him tie his necktie.
Aww.
Yep. I saw this. So yeah, I did see this.
Officer let him off with a warning. The officer tied his necktie for him. The whole thing caught on the dash cam, and it's been posted online.
It's like, dude, just YouTube.
Yeah.
At home, YouTube for your
life. Yeah, but the point of the story is that's really cool.
It is.
That the officer, like, helped him out and gave him a warning.
This time of year, it's nice to find those sorts of things.
You know
what?
If he would have gone to adulting school, he probably would have learned how to tie his neck.
Great reference to bring that back from about 2 weeks ago. And that's online, too. How to be a parent. I know.
Yeah.
Please don't do that this time of year. Don't talk about actually having to be a parent this time of year because, you know, what the heck. All right, so the alligator. Who
was named? Yeah, Rambo.
Rambo. Okay, wildlife officials in Florida have ruled to allow a woman to keep her ATV-riding pet alligator. Mary Thorne told by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission earlier in the year that her alligator named Rambo would have to be moved to a larger property or surrendered to authorities. Well, she kind of fought it because, I mean, she's had Rambo for a long time, more than a decade, as a matter of fact, and she felt like she ought to be able to keep him, even though he's nearly 6 feet long, which is generally too big for people to keep If you don't have 2.5 acres.
He is literally straddled across this ATV, y'all.
Hey, he loves it. It's his deal, right?
Yeah.
And this lady is...
She is what you would expect her to look
like.
Is
definitely a Florida lady. Florida Gator lady.
Florida Gator lady. Just think about it.
Uh-huh.
And then if you want to, go Google Rambo alligator and you'll find
it. It'll be right there. Okay. All right, coming up on TV tonight, it's the classic ABC's A Charlie Brown Christmas. Starts at 7 o'clock. As Linus helps Charlie Brown realize the meaning of Christmas, make your children sit down and watch it.
They'll
go, Dad, what is this thing? Just tell them you watched it growing up, can too.
Yeah, I'll be sure to show it to Cooper.
Yeah. Who's Cooper?
My dog.
Okay,
my son.
There you go.
His fur baby.
Who is Terry Crews? Do we know who that is?
No.
Yeah, he's the big guy that's on the...
Mr. Clean, not Mr. Clean.
Abdominals. He's on the Old Spice commercials.
Old Spice.
All right, okay.
He's been on a bunch of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay, Terry Crews.
He was a football player.
Terry Crews saves Christmas. That's on tonight at 7 o'clock.
Oh, God, that would be interesting.
The team tries to convince the family that even a casual party takes effort. Okay.
He's currently on the Fox sitcom Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, which is a pretty funny show.
Okay. I said that.
Yeah, oh, did you?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Okay, here we go. When it comes to gifts, it's always the thought that counts. So take 17-year-old Eliso Afaro, for example, whose seemingly outlandish gift for her boyfriend turned out to be exactly what she wanted. You see, her boyfriend, they don't get to see each other because they live 3 hours apart. But one day after 6 hours of being together, Alfaro told Xavier that she was cold and wished that there could be a way for him to keep her warm, even though he's 3 hours away. So the boyfriend came up with a very unique gift, a blanket with his face on it.
Oh, my goodness. How are you going to be 17 and be in a long-distance relationship?
Yeah,
did they
seriously.
Meet at summer camp?
Yeah, like church camp or something.
I'm not sure, but there you go. That's the perfect solution to the whole thing right there. It's a blanket with his picture on it. All right, a poll has been taken for the most annoying word in casual conversation in U.S. America.
I'm ready. Sorry.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, all right, so the most annoying, and again, this is just casual conversation.
Think. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Literally?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
is that it?
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Whatever.
That's right. So there.
That's been like the most annoying for the past 10 years.
That's
running.
Kind of what I think. Like they ought to retire the trophy.
Yeah, I don't feel like I really hear it that much anymore.
Oh, whatever.
Yes. Okay, get in a confrontation and you do. That's the thing.
Maybe that's it. I don't fight with people enough.
That's where it shows up because.
Whatever.
In Facebook, do you ever see whatever?
I don't get on Facebook. No,
okay. I mean, whenever you get into a discussion with somebody who sees things so much differently than you do.
Maybe I really don't.
I figured it would be like.
I literally died.
I went back to look up the story.
I literally died.
This is Marist College that does this.
Okay.
And what they did is they surveyed people over 30 and under 30. And the over 30s like drove them crazy.
Yeah.
Because we've been listening to it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And the others besides that are, no offense, but... which is, of course,
it's my favorite
right
phrase.
When you do
it's almost
something
as good as bless your
offensive.
Heart.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Bless is, your heart.
You're just about to say something that's really offensive. Hello.
Yeah, I was like wondering if the like word like made it on the list.
Well, like sometimes again it did, and like was probably retired from the list because it's been used for so long.
Yeah.
Or know I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, right? You is know. On the list. Actually, they did this. They did this survey between the 1st and the 9th of December, and strangely enough, huge was on the list. But I think again, that's just kind of a once in a lifetime.
I was going to say most of these are like phrases, they're not actually words.
Or big league.
Big league. One of the things I find interesting when you're talking to somebody, they'll go, "Yeah, no," or "No, yeah." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They'll say that yes, and then they turn right around and say no the word afterwards. But
yeah, no, that's not what I think.
Those things that we're discussing are thought phrases, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's ways that our brain catches up to think of the next thing that we're going to say.
Yep.
But I do like the idea of no offense, but.
Yeah.
Because, after all, that's who we are. It's 11-2.
Can you see clearly while driving?
If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
What do your kids really want from you for Christmas? Well, the answer may surprise you. A viral internet video shows 10 families who were asked to participate in a simple experiment. The children aged 4 to 9 were asked to write a letter to Santa listing all the things they wanted from him for Christmas. Not surprisingly, the kids were excited and had plenty of ideas, asking for everything from video games to musical instruments. One little girl even asked for a unicorn. But then the children were asked to write another letter, this one to their parents. The task was the same, list the things they wanted from Mom and Dad for Christmas. And this time the kids were more quiet and thoughtful, and their requests were quite different. "Play with me more," one said. "Have dinner with us," said another. And on it went. "Spend a whole day with me. Read us a story. Tickle me." Children love to get presents, for sure. And we moms and dads love to give our children gifts. But as much as our kids may want the new video game or even a unicorn, what they really want is time with us. As one of the parents in the video said, imagine, you want to give your kids the best you can, and the best is yourself. So this Christmas and throughout the year, give your children the best gift of all, you. For more encouragement to make this holiday season meaningful, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly, and Merry Christmas.
Message and data rates may apply.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule.
For information, text the word IMPACT to 37913.
Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond.
To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text IMPACT to 37913. Again, that's IMPACT to 37913.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Fighting Texas Aggie football is gearing up for the Advocare Texas Bowl, which kicks off in less than a week down in Houston. With what looked like a lock on a New Year's Six Bowl, the Aggs dropped three of their last four en route to an 8-4 regular season record. And after suffering its third straight late season collapse, Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked where he thought the state of the program currently was.
Without a doubt, we are the most stable combination of stability and winning program in the state of Texas. The only team that's close with wins is more than us is Baylor, but we all know what they've been through with three different coaches and what's happened there. And then from a winning percentage standpoint, there's really not a whole lot of people that are close.
Now, Coach kind of does have a point. The only other Power 5 Texas team with more wins than the Aggies over the last 5 years is the Baylor Bears with 46. Meanwhile, A&M comes in at 44. Now, it should also be noted that Kansas State has won 42 games over that time span, And, of course, they'll be taking on the Aggies come December 28th, next Wednesday. Kickoff is set for 8 o'clock down there at the Texas Advocare Bowl at NRG Stadium in Houston. After falling to Dayton on Tuesday, Texas A&M women's basketball came back with a vengeance yesterday, rolling past 19th-ranked Syracuse 105-84 in Orlando. It was A&M's first 100-plus point game against a ranked opponent in school history. Danny Williams scored 30 points, and Kyla Hilsman added 25 for the Aggs, who made 60% of their shots. On the men's side of the court, DJ Hogue scored 15 points, and fellow sophomore Tyler Davis added 14 as Texas A&M defeated St. Francis 81-58 last night. The Aggies actually led 46-19 at the half before cruising to the 23-point victory. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy.
Always thankful to get the win. I thought we moved the ball better offensively. We're a little more patient. We just overwhelmed St. Francis, and that's kind of what we were supposed to do, and so I was glad to see at least we did it for two halves instead of doing it for one half like we've done before.
Now, with the win, Coach and the guys improved to 8-3 on the season. Elsewhere last night, a big game up in Louisville as the 10th-ranked Cardinals edged number 6 Kentucky 73-70. Louisville native Quentin Snyder scored a career-high 22 points as the Cardinals grabbed the win in the 50th installment of the Battle for the Bluegrass State. Only one bowl game in action last night, and it was out in San Diego, where BYU and Wyoming were squaring off in the San Diego County Poinsettia Bowl.
Single wide receiver right is Malhart. Allen in the pocket. A pump, pressured by Kafusi, evades it to the right sideline, throws on the run, and is in the air. A long time picked off! It's Kainakua! Kainakua with the INT! The playmaker does it again! Tackled at the 31 for BYU, and that's it! This game is over!
Yeah, the Cougars were able to stave off a big Wyoming comeback to nip the Cowboys 24-21. Jamal Williams ran the ball 26 times for 210 yards and a touchdown as BYU finishes the year at 9-4. Meanwhile, Wyoming falls to 8-5. Tonight, it's the best bowl of the year, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Idaho and Colorado State kicking off at 6 p.m. in Boise. After seeing a 10-game win streak snap, the Houston Rockets got back on track last night with a 125-111 victory over the Phoenix Suns. Eric Gordon knocked down 7 three-pointers to finish with 24 points in the win, and James Harden scored 27 points to go along with 14 assists. Meanwhile, out in Portland, the Dallas Mavericks were able to hold off a furious rally by the Trailblazers for a 96-95 victory. Harrison Barnes had 28 points for the Mavs, who led by as much as 25 early in the third quarter. Tonight, it's the San Antonio Spurs hitting the road as they put their 15-1 road record on the test against the LA Clippers at 9:30. And out on the gridiron, the New York Giants pay a visit to the Philadelphia Eagles at 7:25. Broadcast for that game will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Check them out online, zarealestate.com. Now, it's Christmas time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Yeah. I love Christmas time because there's so many things to be thankful for. We're getting ready for a whole new year, all kinds of stuff.
I think a lot of people are ready to say goodbye to 2016.
I think you're right. We've heard that too. With all the celebrity deaths and everything. Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's move on.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people who are really close to me, and even my family has had some huge challenges this year. But I have to say, looking back, these people have overcome and become, you know, they're the best person that they could be. And I just feel so fortunate to see people who are strong and loving and caring. And I get to work with those types of people, whether it's clients or the people I see at the office every day, or like you, Brad.
Oh, thanks.
Or like Kira that's here at the station. So I'm full of the spirit.
It's all about being thankful. And Merry Christmas, Jen.
Merry Christmas, Brad.
Check them out online, zarealestate.com.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. with locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at texascountiesdeliver.org.
Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com. About 65 for a high today. Going to have a lot of sunshine, which is nice. 47 tonight. Tomorrow we might make close to 70 with a 30% chance of rain. That increases to 40%.